find.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you could even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, this is where you take over the show. It's called Scotty, You'll Never Find. And then you fill in the blank with somebody you don't think I could get to call into the show. Today we pick Scotty, You'll Never Find. Somebody that's willing to admit that they know something about their mom that they wish they didn't know. Let's start with you, Hannah. Is that something you know?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
Yep. I can hear the terror in your voice already. So what is it?
Yeah. I know where I was conceived.
Is it a fun spot?
My aunt and uncle's bed.
You were conceived in your aunt and uncle's bed. I guess it's not as bad of knowing where that was. More like, how did you find out?
I'm the only one, like, in my immediate family, like, my mom, my dad, my brother, who have blonde hair. So I would ask, like, where's my blonde hair come from? And all my cousins on my aunt and uncle, like, that they have blonde hair. And they said that's why I have it, because I was conceived in their bed.
Hannah. I don't know if you know how DNA works.
Thanks.
I was just making sure you also know who was in your aunt and uncle's bed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, yes, you know what?
Yes.
That's all I want to know. That's it. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, Stacy, are you someone that is willing to admit they know something about their mom that they wish they didn't know?
Sure.
What is it?
She used to walk around naked growing up.
Oh, so you know everything about your mom. Yeah, you're like, oh, I have the same birthmark. Weird. All right, Christy and Lowell, are you willing to admit that you know something about your mom you wish you didn't know?
When my mom was 15 and she lost her virginity, she got pregnant with me. So, very first time she ever had sex, she got pregnant and she was 15.
Ah, it's almost like what they tell you is true in health class.
Yeah. And she will admit that she used to walk around at the concerts with me on her hips selling LSD.
Gotcha. So, yeah, just good old 70s doing dirty stuff, selling drugs. Got it.
Right.